Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. God is a God of grace. We are saved by His grace. Indeed, our life is all about grace.
My faithful Father Your tender mercies like a river with no end. It overwhelms me. Covers my sin. Each time I come into your presence, I stand in wonder once again. Your grace still amazes me. Your love is still a mystery each day. I fall on my
Lord, your word tells us, in the words of Jesus, your Son, that he that has seen him has seen the Father. As we look at the life of Christ, we see grace throughout his thoughts and actions. And we know that our communication with you, Lord, even now, is made possible only by your grace. We're saved by grace through faith, a gift from you. God, we're often overwhelmed by your grace. There's a lot of sin that we have committed over the years, and some even today. And because there is nothing about us that you don't know, you know all our sins, much of which we've forgotten about. We feel dirty coming before you into your holy presence. But God, you are gracious. Since we are saved by your grace, we can come before you, understanding that you see us clothed in the righteousness of your Son. Thank you, Father. We praise you for the loving and gracious God that you are. Help us to learn what you want us to learn today, to come away from this time closer to you, with a better focus on your grace. It is in Jesus' name that we ask this. Amen.
He looked beyond my fault and saw my
was like the prodigal who wanted his own way as he left his loving father to see what sin would pay. I had broken God's commandment, rebelled against his will, until I turned to Jesus and found he loved me still.
His grace was greater.
You are listening to Call to Worship. I hope you're enjoying our focus on the concept that our lives are all about grace. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. As you are blessed with Call to Worship, please help us to continue with your donation to this ministry. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. Or if you prefer, your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And again, that address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you very much for worshiping with us today.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Lord, there is flowing a crimson tide, whiter than snow you may be today. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is great.
Thank you for joining us as we praise God for His amazing grace.
Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, oh God. Your love and justice, God.
Once I was lost, but now I am found by the mercy of God that somehow reached down to bind up my wounds and heal every part of this old lonely broken heart. Amazing grace, pardon from all sin, favor unmerited, cleansing from within. Well, I may never fathom all the riches of this grace that keeps me and holds me. It's God's amazing grace. Once I was blind, but now I can see. Once captive to sin, now I've been set free. 10,000 years, and we've no less days. We've just begun to see God's praise.
Amazing grace, pardon from all sin, favor unmerited, cleansing from within.
Well, I may never fathom all the riches of this grace that keeps me and holds me. Of this grace that keeps me and holds me. It's God's amazing grace.
Considering the importance of grace in and around our lives, both spiritual and social. Your life should be all about grace. Our God is a gracious God, providing our salvation by grace. In turn, we should show grace on others around us. You have probably already heard the acronym for GRACE, God's Riches at Christ's Expense. Think about that for a few moments. We have access to God's riches. As the song says, He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and the wealth in every mine. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, and that phrase only lists things like physical riches. We also, more importantly, become adopted into His family, a child of the King, and joint heirs with Christ, God's own Son. And the last three words of that acronym refer to the fact that we have all that we could ever imagine from God's hands because of what Christ Jesus accomplished through His death, burial, and resurrection. Christ sacrificed all He had up to and including His own life on the cross, the death of a cross. So we refer to grace during this hour, spoken and in song. Think on these things, God's riches at Christ's expense. We can stand here today in and by the reality of God's grace. Romans 3, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 5, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Ephesians 2, God saved you by His grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for it, for this is a gift from God. Psalms 84, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Just before God caused the flood, we see that He looked at Noah with special favor. Listen to these words found in Genesis 6. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It was clear that the characteristic of grace was part of who Jesus is. He's the epitome of grace. Luke chapter 2. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth, and the child, Jesus, grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. John, first chapter. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace was and is a character trait of his followers, us. We should show grace toward all around us. Listen to Acts chapter 4. And with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Acts 6. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Acts 13. And after the meeting of the synagogue broke up, many Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who, as they spoke with them, urged them to continue in the grace of God. Folks, our lives should be all about grace. As we meditate on God's Word and His Spirit fills our hearts and minds with grace, it will naturally permeate our lives and we will be gracious to others.
Can we stand?
into your presence. You call us, you call us to come into your presence. You draw us, and now by your grace we come. Now by your grace we come. Lord, if you mark our transgressions, who would stand? Thanks to your grace we are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Lord, if you mark our transgressions, who would stand? And thanks to your grace we are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Ooh. Only by grace can we enter. Only by grace can we stand.
Not by our human endeavor, but by the blood of the Lamb.
Into your presence you call us, you call us to come. Into your presence you draw us, and now by your grace we
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word spoken and in song, and it's all about grace. Jesus Christ is gracious. We're saved by His grace, and we are to reflect that grace upon others. I pray that this time has been encouraging and an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And friend, if you're not yet a Christian, please listen to this. If you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son, Jesus, into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving, graceful actions. God's word makes it clear that there are many good things that are available from Him, but the greatest is His love. Please take just a moment to write to us. I really appreciate your comments. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That address online, again, is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from John, the first chapter, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we've seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. For from His fullness we've all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ."
Amen.
What?